Hello?
Hello, is this Kim?
It is.
Hi, Kim. It's Doris Day from Kix 101.1.
Hi, Doris.
Hey, thank you so much for letting me talk to you today. I so appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah. I just want to kind of pick your brain and maybe come up with some ideas to help people as they're dealing with this situation we find ourselves in. Starting out with maybe the children on, you know, some ideas that you can maybe pass along or tidbits.
Yeah, absolutely. I would say one of the main things is just trying to keep a schedule for kids. They're used to being in school and it's a very scheduled environment. And now when you bring them home, it's really easy for them to just kind of waste away a whole day with not doing much of anything. So I would definitely encourage a routine in the schedule, trying to get them up about the same time every day, have them go to bed about the same time every day. Not that every minute needs to be scheduled, but just to put some different activities throughout the day to help them so that they feel more structured and normalize the situation a little bit.
So is this basically for kids K through 12, or you're looking at more of the elementary school?
So I would say really any kids, to be honest. You know, K through 12, they're used to being in school, and any kids I would encourage that for.
Okay, so what about us?
What about us?
Yeah.
Same thing goes for adults. Most of us are also used to having a lot going on in our daily lives, and some of us are working from home. Some of us are at home taking care of children, and I would say also just maintaining some sort of routine, trying to get up about the same time every morning, keeping a really regular sleep-wake cycle, I think, is important throughout all of this. Trying to get outdoors, not staying stuck in our houses. We can go outside, and obviously keeping social distancing practices in play, but being able to get some fresh air, I think, is a really good thing.
Yeah, I have noticed a couple of things on Facebook going on a bear hunt.
Yeah. I think the communities are really rallying and doing some fun activities for kids, but also for adults. I mean, those are good things for us to get out and do as well. It just gives us something different to do.
Gives us a chance to spend some quality time with our children.
Absolutely. Yeah. We don't get enough of that nowadays. So I'm finding that even personally, that spending a lot of time with my kids and coming up with some different activities that maybe we've wanted to do but haven't had the time to do.
Yeah, that's an idea. Yeah, get those family projects done.
We have been doing a lot of those around our house, and I would encourage that for other families as well.
So what have you been doing? What family projects have you been doing?
We are doing a lot of organization. We have organized and cleaned out pretty much every closet in the house at this point. And then our next plan is to do some painting. So.
Oh, yeah. I have heard a lot of painting is going to be done during this time. Yeah. Any other tips you can pass on to us?
I would also just say just kind of monitoring what's going on in your body and in your brain too, making sure that if you're noticing any increased symptoms of anxiety or depression, that you're reaching out to supports and making sure that you're dealing with those things. Don't let those go on too long. These are uncertain times and we're all in this together, but there's a lot of people out there that can help you deal with it.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Kim, for everything that you do. And it sounds like you're going to have yourself a spick and span clean house at the end of all this.
I'm hoping that's the plan.
All right. Thanks so much. You have a great day.
Thank you, Doris. You too.
Bye-bye. Bye.